from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Breeze can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on location, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. We're almost through our first week of Dirty Pole action, and we're down to number 22, Kansas, today as we continue our preview of the college football season. Joining us now is the voice of Kansas football, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney, at BHaney on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Brian, good morning to you. Is it weird to be like, I'm sure you get this in hoops all the time, and there's all this excitement and buzz about Kansas basketball when it begins, that it feels like football's kind of getting there and that people have them in the preseason top 25. Is Kansas a football school now?
We're getting there. Certainly when Portland calls you to come on the radio to preview college football season, something's happening. So we're excited to be out with you guys this morning, no doubt. You've definitely hit me up during March Madness before, but never for an early August interview. So, yeah, I mean, we're becoming more of a football school. There will always be a basketball school because, yeah, obviously, you know, James Naismith is buried in Lawrence. His original rules are on display in Allen Fieldhouse. Wilt Chamberlain played here. And, you know, we're just a couple of wins back at Kentucky for winning his program of all time. But can we be both? It sure seems like it. And the reason why it seems like it is, for the first time maybe ever, it feels sustainable. Even back in 07-08, when Mark Mangino won 20 games in the span of 2 years, including a 12-1 Orange Bowl championship season, they didn't cash in recruiting-wise as much as they could have. They had several coaching defections, and then Mangino himself was done after the 09 season, and it just unraveled so quickly after that with a series of head coaching hires that just didn't work out for Kansas, starting with Turner Gill, then Charlie Weiss, and on down the line. But what makes it feel sustainable this time around is Lance Leipold has had multiple chances the last two off seasons to leave KU and yet has decided to stick and stay, reaffirming his commitment with a healthy raise for him and his assistants. But also, he's got a new stadium on the way, a $450 million project that's being built from the ground up as we speak. And because of that, we'll be playing four of our six games at the home of the Kansas City Chiefs this year, Arrowhead Stadium. And then two of our other games will be at the MLS Stadium in Kansas City. So adding that in with the fact that they've been very competitive in the NIL landscape, they haven't had a ton of coaching defections, although we did lose our OC this past year. But the point is, the continuity both on the roster and in the coaching staff, coupled with the fact that the stadium's on the way, it just feels like we can dare to dream a little bit. Whereas previous years where you had a spike in success, you wondered, is this a flash in the pan? When's the other shoe going to drop? That kind of thing. This feels sustainable, and that's why I think the answer to your question is, yes, they can absolutely be a football school, especially in a wide-open Big 12 conference now that Oklahoma and Texas have bolted to the SEC.
Well, I have a stadium question for you, and I know that's not the most important part of this team and what their journey is, but I also want to ask you very quickly, it's got to feel good going into football knowing you've got a good team to call instead of maybe like a 1-11 team or a season that's going to be a little draining on you. Hoops is great, but it's got to be nice going into football season knowing you call a good team too, right?
No doubt. And, you know, I remember my first year, there was a game where we were down 42-0 at the half at Baylor. And I'm huddling up the color analyst, the sideline guy. And I'm like, okay, we got to stay compelling in the second half. We still got to be entertaining, engaging, and informing. So, sideline guy, you go interview some parents in the stands. David, my color analyst, David, you talk about the freshmen that are going to get in the game. You know, we were just looking for ways to manufacture entertaining radio.
Yeah.
Now, this is an offense that could flirt with 37, 38 points per game next season. It's a defense that has multiple NFL draft picks on it, and a team that within this league could compete to win the Big 12 title, which in this year means you got a chance at the college football playoff. So it's a completely different perspective shift, that's for sure.
I always love the honesty of the true play-by-play guys for teams. Our very own Mike Parker, he does Oregon State Athletics, and they've had some down years in football. He had a game I remember listening to, and he said, and the quarterback drops back when Oregon State had the ball, and it went silent, and for like 3 seconds, I had no idea what was happening. He goes, touchdown, Cal. It was a pick six, and he just had no energy to call it at that point. How is the stadium going to impact? It's maybe not the biggest, most important part of this team, but we see at UCLA, Miami football has this. When your stadium's a little far away from where the campus is and the students are, it can change it. How big of an impact would you say playing home games in other venues that aren't right next to where the university is, how is that going to impact it in your mind?
Well, it's not ideal, certainly, but the athletic department is doing all that it can to set up some buses for students to get them over there, calling upon the Kansas City alumni base, which is just, for your folks up in the Pacific Northwest, a geography lesson. I mean, it's only 45 minutes away from campus, so it's not like they're being displaced 2 hours away. But obviously, it's not ideal in the most anticipated season we've ever had to now being off campus. But this was a very necessary thing and a very exciting thing. The previous stadium was 102 years old. So to have something state-of-the-art coming in next year certainly helps in recruiting. While NIL is still king these days in getting talent, it'll help to have what could be the nicest stadium in the new Big 12 conference. But beyond that, for this season, I mean, think about it. When you've seen other college football stadiums being rebuilt or renovated and programs had to be displaced for a year, a lot of times they have to go by, you know, to a nearby junior college stadium or NAIA or something like that. And in this case, we're playing at the home of the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. And our players are so excited about that, to get to be on the same field as Patrick Mahomes. So that definitely is a glass half full look at it. But I don't think you have to stretch too much to see the positives in this, you know, one-off type year. The athletic department has done everything they could to make this a real positive transitional year that hopefully gets us over the hurdle of the fact that we can't play our home games in 2024.
Yeah, we're
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Talking with Brian Haney. He's the voice of Kansas football, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, as they are number 22 in our preseason Dirty Poll. You mentioned there a few moments ago Lance Leipold, who has been a name that every offseason, just thrown out there. This job's opening, Lance Leipold could go there. This job's opening, Lance Leipold could go there. And I like a two-parter for you on him, because he has so far proven loyal and sticking around Kansas, which I think is great. I'm curious what the reaction was when he was hired, because you mentioned the program not in a good spot. He was at Buffalo before, and it wasn't like he was, you know, going undefeated every year. I think his record at Buffalo was like 37-33. He ended with three really strong years. I'm just curious what the reaction was when they hired him. And then he's not one of these. A lot of times when a coach gets hired, they're like this young, up-and-coming kind of guy, and you always worry, what are their career aspirations? How much of his loyalty to Kansas you think has to do with that he's maybe on the older side? I think he's 60 years old, of just saying, I like it here. This is my spot, and I'm going to ride this thing out for a bit.
Yeah, great questions. I'll take them in order. You know, at the time they hired him, you're right. It might not have been the biggest buzz name in terms of a guy on the upswing of his career, but I think that there was trust in the AD, who's a younger guy, a KU grad, Travis Goff. This was his chance to swing for the fences here. And there was an understanding that, hey, what you're selling right now might not be the most coveted job of the open, you know, vacancies out there. And so, you know, I think they trusted. They look at the fact that Leipold at the D3 level was the fastest coach in college football history to 100 career wins. He won 6 D3 national championships. At Buffalo, you gave the overall record, but his last four seasons, he finished with 30 wins. Mm-hmm. He was definitely on an upswing there. And then, you know, we tried every other way you could possibly hire a head coach, from, you know, the guys on the tail end of their careers like Les Miles and Charlie Weiss, to hiring an unproven assistant that was charismatic and had recruiting ties in David Beatty. I think if there was any, hesitancy amongst the fan base, it was the fact that Lance came from the same school as Turner Gill, and Turner didn't work out. Right. And so there was some concern on that, but it was completely different players, completely different coaches, I should say. So I don't think there was that much pushback. It was more like, well, let's wait and see what we got. But very quickly they realized, especially within that first season when he beat Texas on the road in Austin and shocked the world, that there was something special brewing here. How competitive they were in the final month of that first year showed this thing's going to flip pretty fast. And then obviously 15 wins in the last two seasons, two bowl appearances, has proven to be a great, great thing for Kansas. But as for why Lance has stayed, you mentioned where he's at in his career timeline-wise. He also has a son who's been in high school throughout the last 3 years, high school football player. I don't think that Lance and Kelly wanted to uproot Landon in the middle of that. But now that KU's weathered the storm on two off seasons where teams came at him or schools offered him, now by the time we reach next offseason, he's going to have this brand new, shiny, awesome stadium, brand new coaches' offices, everything. And he's going to be on pace to having a statue erected for him here as well. So I think there's, and it might sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm really not. I mean, if he continues at this pace and, you know, it takes us to a bowl game this year, which would be a baseline level expectation, right? This would be the first time in KU football history the program will have gone to back-to-back-to-back bowl games,
wow.
All right? He's proven, and you know, I don't want to make that sound like it's a horrible thing, because we produce guys like Gale Sayers and John Riggins,
yeah,
and John Hadel and Aqib Talib and Chris Harris. Like, we've had talent. We just haven't been able to sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
If Lance remains true and stays committed and keeps building this thing, he has a chance to leave this place whenever he hangs him up, and hopefully he coaches till he's 70. But he has a chance to leave this place as the greatest coach in school history and be beloved here. Would you want to leave in the middle of something that's clearly on the upswing right now, and then go somewhere where the honeymoon could be over after your first September loss? I think he sees value in staying where something special is brewing. And yeah, all the factors you mentioned probably weigh into, but we feel pretty good about it, having survived these last two off seasons, and our very, very forward-thinking athletic director has been right there with Lance at every turn, trying to give him everything he needs to be both happy and content, but also equipped to keep winning here. And I think that synergy and alignment with leadership is something that you just can't assume you're going to get at the next stop either. You might be playing in front of a bigger fan base, and maybe there's, you know, a few extra dollars in the contract, but are you going to have that same great relationship and alignment with your leadership? That's a huge, huge question, and a big reason why Kansas has been able to keep Lance the last 2 years.
I love it, man. All the excitement and optimism. One of our radio hosts here at our station is a diehard Kansas alum, so he's all fired up, and Kansas football back on the map for the first. It's so much excitement, and the Big 12, you can make an argument, the most exciting conference this year in college football because it's wide open. Brian Haney, he's the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Great stuff, great insight, and hey, if this continues, it's going to be a normal thing every football season. I check in for big games before. Who cares about hoops, man? You're a college football program now. Thanks for the time in Portland, Brian. We appreciate it, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.